Mayday. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Lots of cities have May Day marches, but lately, Seattle's May Day has been unique. Once again this year, there was the usual march of immigrant workers demonstrating for immigration reform. But once that was over, a few hundred young people dressed in black and following the suggestion of anarchist websites staged their own march downtown to taunt the police, smash windows, and spread their message of anti-capitalism.
Folks are still throwing things at police. We just saw a spray can.
Unlike last year, this year the damage was limited to a few small businesses. But the mayor is worried that this is turning into an unwelcome tradition.
You know me, I'm a pretty passionate guy. I'm somebody who fights for change. I just never considered throwing a rock at a police officer as, you know, part of the change.
Even sympathizers are losing patience. This young man followed the vandals picking up the trash they just dumped.
It's just old hat now. You know, I understand a lot of their concerns with the globalization and all that kind of stuff, but breaking stuff isn't helping anything.
What I noticed was that during the immigration march, nothing much happened. Any hooligan who tried to infiltrate their ranks was rebuffed because, obviously, immigrants like our economic system. That's why they're marching against deportation. One of their signs made a reference to Seattle's legalization of pot. To heck with pot, it said, legalize my mom. Because they want to stay here and work. Whereas the anti-capitalists, most of whom appeared to be from this country, were just out to break stuff. Which makes you wonder who we really ought to be deporting. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.